Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 824, down 8.5. July, 833¾, down 8¾. Soft May, 718¼, down 8.5. July, 729¼, now 3/4, down 5.5. May corn, 515, up 1¾. July, 517½, now 3/4, up 1¼. December, 511¼, down 1/4. May soybeans, 1469½, down 4¾. July, 1463½, down 6½. November, 1225¼, up 1¼. May soybean meal, 486.60, down $4. May soybean oil is 41.17, up 23¢. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
And a quick programming note, today is a WASDE report today, and we will have coverage in the aftermath of the report this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time, and Mike will be our featured analyst then. But first, going into the report, Mike, I wonder how much pent-up bearish sentiment is in the trade now. In other words, could it be that data that would otherwise be viewed fairly neutral if it comes out might be construed as bearish just because there's a pent-up feeling of want to sell the marketplace?
Yeah, I think the weather and the technicals would make me feel that way, Dave. You know, when we look at the planting weather for corn being so much behind the trade guesses 2 weeks in a row, and some of us in the trade, and I put myself in this camp, feeling like we're a little bit more advanced than the USDA is putting out on Mondays, and also the weather in relation to the hard red wheat belt and the fact that the hard red wheat, even with some more moderate talk geopolitically in the Ukraine and Russia, has been able to hold that 725 support level and test that old breakout level of 7¼ in the July wheat. Those two weather features coupled with the technicals, you know, we've got some commodity index charts on a weekly basis have not been this overbought in terms of the likelihood of new buyers coming in being the smallest since 2010, 2011. And so I think if you do look at the weather and you do look at the technicals and you look at the last couple weeks of trade and how the market has consistently tried to test the downside, but has been a little bit keen on not wanting to probe it too much. Even in the case of the beans, you may have some of this pent-up bearishness, and you may be sitting with a report where you do need to feed the bull. And I say this, you know, being very cautious that I think the wheat crop continues to go down, but everything is timing, and we haven't really had a significant correction. Didn't have a significant correction in April, haven't had one in May, and we're running quite counter-seasonal to the upside now, and we're coming off of a quite counter-seasonal down move, you know, going into the end of last year. So is this the report that puts us back into the seasonal movement that's more accurate, you know, based upon the time of year and the last 3 or 4 years of trade?
What kind of numbers would it take to do such?
Well, it's going to be hard this month to really get a good estimate to give you. That's where the elasticity model that I use is not very good during the month of May. Why? Because you get both old crop piled on top of new crop estimates. And I'll give you, for instance, right now with the bean 2014 carryover number, average Reuters trade guess is a 264 million bushel range. It goes from 200 down or up to 464 million bushels. So you essentially have a doubling of the carryover potentially based upon the pre-estimates and pre-trade guesses. So I guess if I had to throw something out there, other than the fact that I like the puts because of everything that's being involved in this market and the fact that we are in May and we are planting corn, I think the technicals are still your best friend. In other words, Dease corn, The old high of April 9th of 517 is a technical breakout on a closing basis. The 40-day moving average of 498 is a technical breakout to the downside. We've only closed below that moving average twice since February 3rd, and I think that's a very important moving average. And in November beans, the 40-day moving average serves as a big support level as well, right around that 1212 area, and then that corresponds with the April 22nd low of 1208.5. We haven't been below the 40-day moving average in November beans since February 12th, Dave. Now on the upside, I think it's pretty clear that above 1248 on a close in November futures is a breakout. So I'll probably use more technical analysis to direct how aggressively the hedging program moves from here in the next 30 days, with the idea that the wheat number, the hard red wheat number in particular, is probably going to be a lot lower in June because it's as of May 1st.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let me ask you this. We have a couple of moving parts, certainly, in this report. U.S. ending stocks, and one of the moving parts within the soybeans is how much more potential imports does USDA add or doesn't add versus the carry the exports, which are certainly need to be bumped up because we've sold them and they haven't added them yet, and so there is that moving part. And then on the corn side, it seems to me one of the moving parts is whether or not, given where we are in planting progress and such, does USDA take any swat at 166 bushels to the acre in this report?
Yeah, and you know, sticking with the corn, I'll go back to the beans. You know, you also have that laying outside laying of the planted acreage, whereas the prospective plantings are at 91.7. I'm coming in at 92.45. That's essentially 120 million bushels of production difference using a 160 yield. But you're right, if they would come in with a bigger yield or a bigger acreage number, mm-hmm. here again, I think that's why I like the puts a lot more, because as you say, the moving parts are terrific this month as far as the potential to give you a much more bullish scenario or a much more bearish scenario. And I say that in light of the fact that the USDA Ag Attaché came out this past week. The report was done back on April 2nd, but it wasn't released until May 2nd. And he lowered the corn production estimate for Ukraine by 20%. You're talking about a fifth of the crop that they won't have versus last year if his estimate's right, and they lowered the wheat crop by 13%. In terms of production versus last year. And then you throw on top of that the issue with the spring wheat. And, you know, that has to play, those two things have to play a role in the corn numbers as well. And so you could come in with a very bullish number for corn because of the wheat scenario, or you could come in with a very bearish number for corn, and it keeps the wheat tamed down, and the corn, the negativity of the corn plays into the wheat market for a time. I would consider that a dip to buy probably, but that's kind of the where you're at right now. Now, going back to the beans, I think it really goes back to whatever USDA puts out in terms of imports and reduction of demand. Does the trade buy it? And that's where the July Nov bean spread is probably your best tool to use to see what the trade sentiment is. It's not so much these past few months what the USDA said. It's actually what the trade has done in terms of the technicals, in terms of the spreading in the aftermath of the report. That's been your better gauge of where the price trend is.
And certainly leading into this report, There was, and I don't know if it still is, a fear of increasing imports into the U.S. of soybeans.
Yeah, and that has been talked about a lot. I mean, even this week we had heard that there were as many as 12 cargoes on their way from Brazil, with maybe another four cargoes in the pipeline as well to be stacked on top of that. But when you get to the weekly export sales, you don't see anything like that. The meal sales were pretty decent. The bean sales were not a negative. Yeah, they were low, but they weren't a negative. And like you said at the top of the show, at this stage of the game, we're carrying a 1.6-plus export pace right now in beans and for exports. And we need to see cancellations like we did in the corn this past week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Talk to you later, sir.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas. He'll join us this afternoon at 12:39 for our special coverage after the WASD release this morning. Let's see now. December corn at 5.11 is down a half. The July corn is 517 and a half. It's up one. And the soybeans in November's are 1224 and a half, up a half. The July is 1463 and three quarters, down 5 3/4. July soybean meal is 476.30, down 440. July soybean oil, 41.33, up 21. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.